Good morning and welcome to Jump in Tucson. I'm Ed Ackerley, and with me this morning, my co-host is Sixto Molina. Good morning, Sixto.
Good morning, Dr. Ackerley.
It's appropriate that we're on May 3rd here, and tomorrow will be May the 4th be with you, and then on Friday will be Cinco de Mayo. Que bueno. All this good Mexican food that we're going to enjoy.
And I plan to celebrate, be golf on Saturday, golf Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Yeah, very good. Therapy, we call it, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. That's what it is.
You lucky man, you. I'm 10 years behind you, but I'm going to be doing the same thing soon, I tell you. Well, Jump in Tucson is a unique format. We do on Mondays, I host Wonder, the good things happening at the University of Arizona. On Tuesday, General Ted Maxwell will be here hosting the engagement hour. On Wednesday, Grant Kruger comes in and talks politics a little bit and some restaurants. And then Thursday, Tom Moulton talks about visitor attractions in Tucson. And on Friday, we talk about great success stories, companies, organizations, businesses that have been around for a while and been doing it well. So our first guest today is John Ault. He's the general manager of the Westward Look Resort. Good morning, John.
Hi, good morning.
Speaking of success stories, the Westward Look's been around for a long time, hasn't it?
We have. We're actually a Tucson original. We opened up in 1912 as a guest ranch, same year as Arizona became a state.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Well, let's talk a little bit about John Ault first. Let's talk about you and how you got to Tucson and your background in the hotel business and how you came a little east
from San Diego, born and raised, but I've been out in the Tucson area for about 5 years. I've been in hotels for 38 years, mostly on the western side of the United States, but I've never been to Tucson before until I got here. And I tell you what, Tucson's absolutely amazing. It's so beautiful here. It's a hidden gem, and I'm so glad that I'm part of this area now. It's awesome. And by the way, but golf, you may need some therapy after 4 or 5 rounds of golf on your back. So I got a little golf playing on Sunday myself in a tournament, but yeah, you'll have some fun. So will I.
Physical therapy is what you need after your golf therapy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you said you were mostly on the West Coast in California and San Diego area.
Mostly Southern California, San Diego, LA, Orange County.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Both Bill and I were talking about that's where we spent a lot of our important honeymoons and things like that in San Diego. And we go over probably once or twice a year. We love
beach,
it.
Bocce, and bingo. That's what we do down there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, tell us a little bit about that 1912 start and the overall history of the Westward Look up at Ina and Oracle Road in that area and between First and Oracle.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, as I mentioned earlier, it's a guest ranch in 1912, and it was owned by the Watsons. And the second owner were the Nasons, and that's really when it started to expand into a guest ranch. But it's on 80 acres of land. It's right there almost on the corner of Oracle and Ina. And it's a beautiful place. You have 241 guest rooms. You know, it originated, again, as I mentioned, as a guest ranch. There's a lot of history behind Westward mm-hmm. Look where – now, most people don't know this, but the original Santa Claus sketch from the Coca-Cola Santa Claus sketch from the 1950s was actually done in the living room there at Westward Look. The original hacienda is still there, and we actually have a picture of Sunblum, the artist, sketching the Coca-Cola Santa Claus with the two kids. And for many of you, you know, who remember those, the two kids actually were the Nason's kids. They actually live there on site. That's why they're in the... That's why amazing. They're in the sketch.
Yeah, that's an iconic picture, too.
Oh, it is. And we've got some pictures up there in the lobby that you can take a look at. A couple other great nuggets, too, is that John Wayne used to stay there all the time when he filmed all of his Tucson studio Cowboys. That was his favorite place to stay,
right.
Along with Dean Martin once in a while. And then the resort was once owned by RKO at one point, and Disney filmed some of the Living Desert right there on property as well. So it's got a rich history. Many things people don't know about, but I tell you, every day I'm discovering something, but that place is absolutely amazing.
And so back when Tucson, old Tucson was going, it was pretty, a lot of the stars would stay in Tucson. Well, they would come to Tucson for a lot of reasons, but they'd love to stay at the resorts and spend quite a bit of time here in Tucson. It was kind of the place to go.
I tell you, it is still the place to go. We have the largest guest rooms in the entire Tucson Basin, 650 square feet, 241 of them. We just actually opened up the original restaurant from the 1940s called Palm. It was a meeting space for a long time, and we decided to open it up as a restaurant. We did it actually back in October of 2023, but it's just now catching some legs. So you've got to go there, check it out, because it's original. And we are an original here in Tucson, so you got to come up and take a look at us.
What kind of food do you offer at the restaurant?
Southwest.
Southwest.
The Southwest Hotel, Southwest Cuisine. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic, by the way. And some of our items we have actually in the upcoming Sunday brunch is a lot of Southwestern.
You also have that great area down by the horse stalls and the barns and so forth, that outside area where I've been out there a couple of times for some evening events. They were amazing. It's just kind of really cool to have all those tables and
yeah, it's called Trails End.
Trails End.
It's on the bottom 20 acres of the lot or the land. And we actually have 13 horses down there right now. It's run by Rose, who's runs the Catalina Horse Riding Club with us. We just got a cow 2 days ago. we got a goat. We got some pygmy pigs down there. That's great for the kids or for anyone to go horseback. We actually do horseback riding on site, which is awesome. Right.
And
they stay on the grounds.
On the grounds.
Yeah,
right,
you go through two of the washes and you actually go right through the middle of the resort.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's good for insurance as a general manager. That's a good thing, right?
Well, you know.
Stay on property, please.
Stay on property, please. Yeah, have either a morning refresher after your horseback ride or come in for a sunset dinner.
Right, really cool.
Yeah,
and so people from the community can go ride the horses if they want to.
100%.
Yeah,
yep.
So that's
about 50-50. About 50% of our business comes from in-house customers. The other 50% comes from people here that live here in Tucson.
And what an iconic place, just the views alone, just sitting out on the patio or you know, sitting up high on one of those terraces. It's a pretty amazing views of the city of Tucson.
Everyone that lives here has had the opportunity to see our sunsets, which in my mind is really the best sunset. I grew up in Southern California, and of course the ocean sunset's pretty spectacular, but nothing beats a Tucson sunset. So Palm and Palm Terrace and our middle pool overlooks the city, so you can see the sunset every day. It's amazing.
Really cool to have a adult beverage and sit there and watch while the kids are in the pool, while the grandkids are in the pool, watch the. That's so funny that you say that, because we just did that not too long ago. My wife and I had our two grandsons with us, and we went up there and did that exact thing. They were playing in the pool, and we sat on the side, and it was just beautiful, absolutely gorgeous.
It's so nice, you know. And one thing a lot of people don't know either is we actually have a membership club up there for tennis. We have 6 tennis ball courts, hard surface. We just finished them, actually. They'll be done in a few weeks. And we're adding 8 pickleball courts up there.
Well,
but we have a membership for tennis, pickleball. We have 5 lap lanes. You can swim laps in the fitness center, so you don't have to be a hotel guest to enjoy that. You can come join our club and be part of Westwood Lick, where you get all kinds of amenities at the resort, too. You can swim in the pool, and you can eat and drink in Palm.
Speaking of amenities, when we come back after the break, we'll talk about what's coming up for Mother's Day at the Westwood Lick Resort. We're talking with John Ault, who's the general manager of the Westwood Lick Resort, and Sixto Molina and I are here. You're listening to Jump in Tucson. This is Ed Ackerley, and we'll be back in just a minute to talk about Mother's Day at the Westwood Lick Resort. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. With us this morning is John Ault. He's the general manager of the Westwood Lick Resort, a beautiful gem in the desert here in Tucson, and historic, as old as Arizona is, the Westwood Lick is. Sixto Molina's with us. John, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up for a very special day, probably one of the busiest days of the year for restaurants and resorts, Mother's Day.
It is Mother's Day at Westwood Lick. So if you haven't made your plans, make your plans. I know some of us, our dads and fathers out there, kind of wait to the last minute. So if that is the case, we still have got some times available. We've got 3 seatings, 10:30, 12:30, and 2:30. Fantastic Southwestern cuisine, Sunday brunch. It's in our Sonoran Ballroom, which is, by the way, is right across from the original hacienda that was opened in 1912, and you can still go in after brunch or pre-brunch and walk through there and see some historical pictures of the resort. But it's a fantastic brunch. We'll have some Bloody Marys and mimosas going, and we've got some live music. Kids 6 and under are for free, and it's $89 for adults and $35 for children. But we'd love to have you come experience at Westwood Lick. If you haven't seen us before, or you have seen us before, you need to get reunited with us. So we're looking forward to hosting everybody.
And this is the typical beautiful Westwood Lick spread, which is you know, the beautiful carving stations and omelet stations, and then the desserts are amazing.
Yeah, I gotta stay away from the desserts, right?
Yeah,
desserts and omelet bar kill me, but no, it's absolutely beautiful. It's our tip. It's if you haven't seen it, we have a fantastic buffet, and we have an incredible special ice carving that we're going to have in the middle of the room that's got a little Tucson flair to it.
Is there any seating outside? Is it all inside?
It is. We have outside as well.
Yeah. You have that beautiful little patio area in that.
Yeah, it's amazing. We've got the Sonoran patio. And for those of you who haven't seen it, Sonoran has a rooftop that oversees the entire city of Tucson. Yeah. As a matter of fact, you get a 360-degree view from above Sonoran. So you can actually see Picacho Peak and you can see, you know, Marana. You can see Tucson. You can see the Catalinas. So, it's a spectacular building. It's actually something special. There's nothing like it in Tucson. It really isn't.
I went to an event there. My brother is the director of the Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus, and they had an event up there on the rooftop at night, and it was lit, and it was a beautiful silent auction kind of a thing, and food, and oh my goodness, the views alone are worth it. Just to be up there to watch the lights of Tucson is amazing.
It is, and I tell you, every time I'm around the city or, you know, speaking with people at dinner or whatnot, you know, hey, you know, my daughter got married there, you know, 20 years ago. Or, hey, I got married there 38 years ago. And so a lot of people have celebrated with us. And if you haven't been there, you got to come back and reunite with us again because it's a special place. Again, it opened really in 1912, the same year that Arizona became a state. It is the Tucson original resort hotel, as open up as a guest ranch. But even if you don't want to stay with us, you can come walk around the resort and pet the horses and pet the pygmy pigs. But you got to come by. It's super nice.
And during the summer, of course, there's some great deals. You know, you don't have a lot of out-of-town conventions and stuff coming in. And because, you know, that's just traditional in Tucson that the summertime, the rates are a little bit lower for guests in the city of Tucson. So staycations, playcations here in Tucson at the Westward Look would be a really good thing to do, right?
Isn't that so much fun, though, when you get time to take a playcation or a staycation? That's so much fun. You don't have the time to really, you know, travel out or go north or go east or west. You just stay here in Tucson, come stay at the resort. We've got three pools. Enjoy yourselves. Have a good dinner. Sleep in, you know. Order room service for breakfast, and then guess what? You're back home in 15 minutes, and you feel like you're away from the city because we're actually up on the hill, so you don't even feel like you're in Tucson when you're at the resort.
Yeah, the great philosopher Jim Gaffigan, the comedian, talks about we always tend to want to go on vacation by, you know, you've lived here all this time when there's terrible weather. Now that there's good weather, let's go somewhere else. And, you know, why don't we just stay where we are? And, you know, as the lead into this show, 7 million visitors a year come to Tucson because of what Tucson is. And we don't need to be jumping necessarily going to the coast or going somewhere else. We can stay right here in Tucson and enjoy what people are coming in from all over the world to enjoy. And
I think you can kind of forget about what you're doing, right? I mean, if I'm poolside and I got an adult beverage next to me, I forget what I'm doing. I'm on vacation. So.
right.
And that's what's the beauty about a stay vacation, right?
Yeah.
So, it's just, again, it's a beautiful place. And it's just, it's been around for a long time. And you either get, you know, invite yourselves there or get re-invited.
You have group business, so you have some events that are going on during the week and stuff, or even on the weekends. But that doesn't preclude someone from having their staycation during midweek or the beginning of the week.
That's the best time.
Yeah.
That's the best time. Come midweek, right? Come midweek and, you know, you don't have 100 people by the pool and you can come with your significant other and go enjoy the resort and have some poolside food and listen to some great music. And we have live music there, by the way, two or three times a week as well.
Right.
And just enjoy yourself. Isn't that what it's all about anyway?
Is that live music like Thursday, Friday, Saturday kind of?
We change the dates up once in a while, but if you go to soca.org, our music lineup is on that website. And it's only about two times a week. And then we've got some upcoming celebrations, actually. We have Boots and Brew coming up on Memorial Day weekend, which is just going to be a blast at the hotel. You can stay the night and just have an incredible time. And then we've got a couple other events coming up throughout the summer that we'll throw out on social media. But we're going to have some fun this summer for sure. Maybe hot, but
You traditionally do a July 4th celebration. You typically do something special for that?
You know, we do. We'll do some poolside music and poolside fun barbecues. We'll have a special offering to stay at the resort for staycations. We won't do fireworks this year, but I understand a few decades ago, the Westward Look used to have a fireworks show down at Trails End,
right.
We were just speaking about. So we're part of Oro Valley now too, so I've already made that little suggestion to our folks at Oro Valley, and we'll see if we can make that happen, not this year, but in the coming years.
So per that, you know, the Visit Tucson, you know, regionally represents the whole entire region, of course, from Pinal County down to Nogales, and from probably Ajo to Douglas. They take a pretty broad swath. But you have joined the Oro Valley group, and how's that going? And that's just getting started. So.
Yeah, it's in its infancy right now. Both Paul and Andrew with the city have been terrific partners so far. You know, we left. Well, we didn't leave, but the city, since our bed tax is paid to Oro Valley,
right.
We left Visit Tucson. But in my mind, you know, we're one region and right. we're one family. So when you come to Tucson, you know, there's different parts of us all over the city, and each one is different, and each one has its own unique experience. So whether we're in Oro Valley or Tucson, in my mind, we all celebrate together. So
right.
there's great things all over the city, but it's in its infancy. I think, you know, Oro Valley is similar to Marana. Marana's been doing it for 10 years. They separated, but, you know, they still participate. And there's some great people at Visit Tucson.
Right.
And, you know, they're in tune with what's going on here. So is Oro Valley. So, you know, let's yeah. all play together. Let's all play in the pool together.
Yeah, so that's that municipal boundary stuff. You know, a lot of unincorporated Pima County is up above River Road there, all the way across that strip from
right.
Sabino Canyon around the corner there. And, you know, that annexation of your property came... is that little carve-out that they have there
right.
on the south end of Oro Valley. So you're officially in Oro Valley as in terms of the land, right?
It is. And, you know, I guess whenever, you know, growing up, right, your mom and dad say, hey, if you buy something, it's about location, location, location and real
right.
estate. But truly, I mean, that little splice is right there on Ina.
Uh-huh.
But the great part about it is the location of the resort is we're not deep in Oro Valley either. So you think
right.
you have to go so far north to get there, but you don't.
Right.
We're
you
on
don't.
Ina.
Yeah.
We're just down the street from La Encantada,
right?
And all the great shopping, and there's some great restaurants nearby us now. So it's really, if you look at it from the north side, you're the gateway into Tucson, where our resort's at and where our valley's at. So
yeah, your place is just spectacularly beautiful. My my wife's family, at the, you know, last time we were all together before some of them moved on, did family pictures out there one time in front of the. What a beautiful setting that is out there. And so we have these beautiful family portraits that are done at Westward Look, and they're beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. Just a gorgeous setting. It's almost like when you drive up the hill, you're kind of like going into a different stratosphere. It's amazing.
It is. That's the departure, right?
Right.
From your day-to-day, that's the departure, whether you're doing a staycation or you're just visiting. You depart, and you get right up on the hill, and it's so nice. We have a great portfolio of a bunch of old pictures from, you know, the early 1900s till, you know, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a picture of the resort with the old logo. I don't know if you remember. It's a big W with a cowboy boot at the bottom of it with a cactus in the middle of the cowboy boot.
Right.
So we have a great picture at the front port of an old 70s Cadillac with two guests arriving with the logo on top of that. And then to the left is a horse with a horseback rider on it. And it's just awesome to see that. So, you know, my goal is, I know our owner's goals is trying to get some of that history, that rich history, back at Westward Look again.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll slowly turn into more of a southwestern resort. You know, like my two chefs right now, they're wearing cowboy hats in the kitchen. So,
If
you ring, we have some Stargazer suites. So if you ring the doorbell at the Stargazer suite, when you ring the bell, you actually get farm animal sounds. So I know it's a little corny, but you know, we just want to go back to our heritage, and
right.
it's just such a long heritage at the resort. And I've got a lot of long-term employees that have been there. I have about six or seven have been there for over 30 years, mm-hmm. and they celebrate even longer than we have, or I have. So it's a great place. I can't tell you how it makes you feel when you're there, especially when you work there.
Right.
But it's a special feeling, and I'm not kidding. It's just a special feeling.
Well, John Ault, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we hope everyone makes their reservations for Mother's Day at the Westward Look Resort. So thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you all.
All right, you're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Ed Ackerley. What a great conversation with John Ault from the Westward Look. What a gem in the desert. What a great place to go. With us this morning is my co-host, Sixto Molina. Good morning again.
Good morning, Dr. Ackerley.
I guess on the 3rd of May, and we're getting close to Cinco de Mayo, I should say, bienvenides, Buenos dias, I should say those kind of words. So. or even more important, our little orale.
Orale.
Orale, yeah. And also with us is my brother, Bill Ackerley. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Nice to see you guys.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit, if we can. I just wanted to mention a couple things that we have been promoting. Tonight, May 3rd, we have the Helpers for Children fundraiser, which is happening downtown on Franklin Street. Pastor Leo Garcia was with us last Friday, and their event is tonight. Anyone that's still interested, I just talked with him, and there are a few seats still available. For $75, you get a dinner, you get a comedian, you get music, dancing. There's a great Hispanic culture recognition there, as well as the delicious dinner. And I'm going to bid high on the silent auction. I'm going to make a lot of bids. I did last year too. It was amazing. So if you're interested in that, the organization is Helpers for Children, and what they're going to be doing is building some soccer fields out at 1600 West Irvington Road, next to a church there. They've got a big field, and they're planning on building some soccer fields. Both Leo Garcia and his brothers and others played soccer when they were young kids and knew that that was a important part of them staying out of trouble. And so they want to build some soccer fields and some baseball batting cages for them to do that. So if you're interested in that, it's called Helpers for Children. You can look them up at helpersforchildren.org. And that. I also wanted to mention that yesterday, Dr. Julian Ackerley was with us last Friday, and they have their big concert coming up on, Pops concert coming up here on May 4th, Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Catalina Foothills High School Auditorium. But yesterday we had a great event. We had the unveiling of this beautiful, beautiful mural that was painted on the side of their building. So this is their 85th anniversary, and they had a couple of artists commissioned, and they have built this beautiful wall that is just kind of historic and kind of traces from 1939 forward all the wonderful things that the Boys Chorus has done. So we got to go to that. And when I drove up, they had a big yellow parachute over it. And I said, oh, that's great. They painted the wall yellow. But it was beautiful, wasn't it?
It was very nice. A very, very good celebration with the choir singing there, too. It was nice to see the unveiling.
So if you get a chance, if you're driving down Pima Street sometime, 5770 East Pima, there's a beautiful mural on the wall. It's my run for mayor, Sixto, got me thinking. You know, I was talking to a couple of people. We were kind of laughing that, please, oh please, oh please, let's not have somebody tag this with some vagrant coming along with a can of spray paint, and it would be terrible if they did that right off the bat.
Yeah, generally, if there's a painting on the wall or a mural, the taggers respect that. Generally,
right,
but every once in a while you get the lone wolf out there that wants to destroy art.
Yeah, and probably that's because they know how hard it is to paint with what you see on the wall is very intricate. So we're just praying that that maybe that won't happen this time. So so you're going to be in therapy this weekend, I understand. You're gonna play some golf on Saturday and Monday and Tuesday, huh?
Yeah, we have the South Tucson Lions, a club golf tournament on Saturday at El Rio Golf Course. And they use that money to purchase eyewear for kids that can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great cause. And then my golf club, El Rio Golf Club, we have our annual Cinco de Mayo outing. And so Sunday we play at Ocotillo Golf Course, Monday at the Duke near Casa Grande,
mm-hmm.
and then Tuesday at the Dunes near Casa Grande.
Yeah, so you're going to get in some exercise then and enjoy this beautiful weather.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Hey, listen, want to talk about the soccer fields.
Oh, that Leo wants Leo's to working, yeah.
Several years ago, the city had plans to build a regional park at Ajo and Interstate 19, between Interstate 19 and the Santa Cruz River.
Mm-hmm.
And the promise at that time was, we're going to build a regional park and we're going to put in baseball fields, soccer fields, and softball fields. But that has never materialized. I don't know whatever happened to those plans. And I just hate to see somebody have to raise private funds to do that, because it's expensive to build.
Right. And it's also expensive to maintain as well.
Exactly.
And, of course, they're working on the lighting situation, and Tucson is a low light, you know, it's by ordinance, the whole project is, you know, when you put lights in, you have to put in certain kinds of lights, because we're an astronomy town, and you can't have lights on in the middle of the night that affect the astronomy, even though there are some grandfathered in. But and so from an engineering perspective, you know, he's got his work cut out for him building grass fields out in the desert there and putting up lights and so forth. So it is going to be a lot of money, but he's committed to doing it. And one of the reasons he wants to do it there, obviously his church is right next door, but he's all about providing free access, meaning they don't have to join anything, they don't have to pay any fees or anything. They just can come and hang out and have organized sports there to supplement what they're doing in club sports or anything else that they might be doing. But, you know, his population down in that area is a little bit underserved, and they don't have the money to go play club sports and travel around to different cities all over the Southwest and buy uniforms and all that, but they do want to play soccer.
Yeah, recreational areas at the parks in those areas of town are limited.
Right.
So you can maybe have one soccer field and that's it.
Yeah, you were going to say something?
I also wanted to mention another event that's happening this weekend. My daughter's charity, Cervical Cancer Awareness and Prevention, is having their virtual 5K run. And if people want to donate to that, they can just go to the website and you fill out the form like you're running in a regular 5K, but you run it on your own time. But it started in the pandemic, the way people started doing this, and now it's become a annual fundraiser for them. And it's for a $10 donation, you get in, and for $30, you get a T-shirt. So if anyone is interested in helping my daughter's charity, Cervical Cancer Awareness and Prevention, they can go to CCAP Global, CCAPGlobal.com, and register for the 5K.
Yeah, we were amazed that, you know, Hunter's been doing this for, about 5 years now.
Right,
so
yeah.
She was an interviewee a week ago, and oh my goodness gracious, she has...
she's grown up, right?
She has a lot of knowledge for the little girl that that she was. Now she's a young lady, and boy, does she have the information on this. And she's traveled around the world already.
Right, she's been to Africa. She's been down in central Mexico, and... her and her partner, Jill, actually have a physical event tomorrow in Phoenix, and I'll be driving up there to do some videotaping for it, but it's all part of that virtual 5K that they're doing.
That's fantastic. Well, I wanted to say one thing. You know, when we were running for mayor, Sixto, parks is obviously one of the big issues that we have. So in your escapades going around to the five city courses, what condition are they in now? Because at one point they were, you know, falling, the wheels were coming off the wagon, and everyone was complaining about the greens and everything. How's it now?
Yeah, well, I've played all city courses recently, and the courses are in great shape.
Good.
They're in great shape. Right now they're in transition, so it's going to get a little rough, but the greens are good. I believe the city's using a new grass, so you don't even see when... you don't even feel when the transition is taking place. The greens still run true. Randolph and Reed Park golf courses, or Del Urich and Randolph golf courses, had sidewalks installed for the carts.
Right.
And they were supposed to do that for the other city courses, but to date that hasn't happened, and I'm not sure where that is.
What's the status of them taking Del Urich out and putting in a nature path and all that? Is that still on the table?
That's still on the table. I think the city council is still mulling it over, but of course there's a lot of opposition to that. Equally, there's a lot of people that want that path. The pros and cons about it is, you know, you're going to take a golf course or two golf courses, shut them down for a while, and you're going to lose a lot of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Some people feel that there's a hidden agenda for putting in the path. That's just a precursor to creating the Randolph North Golf Course into a nine-hole golf course, allowing the city to shut down nine holes along Broadway that they can then convert into
commercial space.
Commercial space,
right.
and generate revenue,
right.
Because people that pay, city doesn't have to do anything. All you got to do is collect the taxes. And so some people think there's a hidden agenda there, but that would be too bad if they put a walking space through the golf course.
Right.
There's plenty of trees at Randolph Park that they can put a walking space through.
Right.
Why they choose not to do that, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we should have won. We would have been able to make those decisions, but we didn't win. So
no.
We'll be back in just a minute. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap up and talk about some things that are going on and talk a little bit about therapy that we all need. You're listening to Jump in Tucson with Sixto Molina, Bill Ackerley, and Ed Ackerley on KVOI 1030 AM The Voice. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. We got so much going on. It's an amazing weekend in Tucson. We've got the Helpers for Children fundraiser tonight at King and Gardens down on Franklin Street. If you're interested in that, go to helpersforchildren.org. The Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus Pops concert is tomorrow at 3:00 at Catalina Foothills High School Auditorium. If you're interested in that, there are some tickets still available for that. That involves all the choirs, including the littlest ones, all the way up to the alumni choir. And they'll be performing songs of celebrating their 85 years of being the oldest community choir in the country. Bill's daughter, a CCAP across the map, will have their virtual event tomorrow, and you can be involved in that. And of course, we just talked to John Alt, who's the general manager of the Westward Look Resort, getting ready for Mother's Day the following Sunday. If you're interested in that, go to westwardlook.com and book your reservations. Well, Sixto, it's been an amazing. We started January 8th on Jump in Tucson. We're nudging into our fifth month here, and this all came about as a result of you and I and Bill and whole team of people running for mayor of the city of Tucson. That was pretty interesting process to run this last cycle, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was my first rodeo, and I was looking forward to it, to being involved with your campaign. And I had a great time, and I learned a lot.
It was so funny when I kind of drafted you into a service. I told you that you'd have to sign a couple of papers here and there and go to a couple of events. We probably went to, oh, goodness gracious, I'm going to say 500 events together over the course of those couple of years. It was amazing how many times. So you're signing a couple of pieces of papers and going to a couple of events translated into us being together quite a bit.
Well, what you didn't know is I was looking forward to being involved in the campaign. I've always followed politics, but I've never been involved in a campaign, so this was an opportunity for me to learn a lot of things.
When Jump in Tucson came across the radar, Bill and I were, you know, we have an advertising agency, and we just celebrated our 56th anniversary on Wednesday. My parents started the company in 1968, so we are 56 years old officially, and we hope to go a few more years. Bill and I are still trudging away at the agency. But, Grant Kruger and some others came to me and said, you know, it's going to be a tough year. We're looking at what the tea leaves say. It's going to be tough for you to win this thing. And, of course, when the final election numbers came in, we made a showing, but it wasn't near enough to win, obviously. And they presented this idea of Jump in Tucson to us, and I kind of double clutched at that. It's a significant commitment to organize the guests and to do all the things we do, but it's been a blessing to be doing this, and it kind of falls right in line with what we did. And I tell people, when people ask me, what's the best thing about you running for mayor? And I, hands down, the best thing is all the people that came up to me during the campaign. Yeah, they were complaining about roads and parks and cleanliness and homelessness and all the long laundry lists, but equally important to them was the reason, kind of like what John Alt was saying, was the reason they came to Tucson, the reason they stay in Tucson, and why they love Tucson so much. And so to me, those stories of fantastic things that are happening in Tucson far outshadow the negative things that are happening that all cities have and all cities are struggling with. Tucson's just a special place. And so Jump in Tucson is a great kind of an entree to that, of a follow-up to running for mayor and hearing those wonderful stories. So now we're trying to tell those stories on the air.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. There's plenty of stories to tell. You probably don't have enough time to bring in all the storytellers that have these great stories.
Right. My one focus is you'll be with us again in a couple of days for the Monday Wonder Series for the University of Arizona. I've asked you to come in and talk to us on Monday about campus security and so forth because of your years as a police officer and a police chief and how important that is in our current situation that we have. But, you know, I talk about the University of Arizona, how it gets a lot of, you know, tuition hikes and, you know, security challenges and this is happening and this person got this and all those things that are kind of get into the news, which if you just took those, you'd think that the situation at the University of Arizona was in dire straits. But the reality is there's many, 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 many things going on at the University of Arizona in research and science that is helping humankind. Just the learning that students are going through, the transition from young kids into adults, kind of like what Hunter was doing. And I see it every semester when I teach at the U of A. I've been there for 33 years. There's a lot of great things going on at the University of Arizona, and that's what the Monday show is all about, is the wonder and telling the stories on Jump in Tucson about the good things happening at the U of A. And then, you know, we have our other host, Ted and Grant and Tom, talking on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday about their expertise. And then I come back here on Fridays and we talk about it. So it's been a good ride for us to have Jump in Tucson as a forum.
Yeah, and I'm glad you are doing this show, because a lot of people don't know what's going on at the University of Arizona. They think it's all about football and basketball.
Right.
You know, but there's a lot of things that are happening in academics around the world that the University of Arizona is tied into.
One thing that we can add to our list is the Theodore from the cello department at the University of Arizona is having his concert on Saturday.
The string project at 3:00 at Holsklaw Auditorium. So what a jam-packed day here. If you'd like to be interviewed on Jump in Tucson and share your success story, go to jumpintucson.com and let us know a little bit about you. And who knows, maybe you'll be live on the air on a Friday. This is Tucson's only live local news talk station, KVOI, 10:30 a.m. The Voice. Thank you, Sixto, for being here. Thank you, Bill, for being here. Thank you all for listening. And let's go out and make it a great weekend in Tucson with all these events that are happening. We'll talk with you soon. Thanks.